Ve Bitsy Kaplan. Hilkes. Gaf bij het ader, het heeft schnijen zijn.
Simen Shin Beis. Sif Hei, through your Beis, Beis Hashem is Bach. The halachas that are mentioned in Beis, Zayin, and Tes are really negeya to Sif Aleph, so we'll try to tie them in as we get to them. Tie them back to Halach Lamaisa as we get to them. Sif Hei, Mahaber says, Cholak Lacher Kivisi, Miskasha, Mishafsha, 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 Yadam, Rachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachach explanation is coming from Tzav Chayav Mulavim. Hago says Ramav Koyvin brings on the Shvuel Elekit that says Koyvin Mishak Leivishtam Dinim Kesodim. Seems that he's being chilek to a certain extent on the Mechaber. The Mechaber was not mechalek in Kli Pishtan or anything else. And the Mechaber seems to be mechalek that all Kli Pishtan are problematic. Now the Etzem Halacha, which is mentioned here in the Mechaber, which is the Gemara that we saw on Daf Kuf Mem, is that there's a mitzius of a bag which gets hard, and that by softening, rubbing it, and you soften it up, then it gets brighter, and it looks cleaner. Now, part of this mitzius we understand, part of it we don't understand. Especially here in Eretz Yisrael, if you wash something in the washing machine and you let it out to hang it out to dry, it gets very hard. You have a towel, and to get out to dry, you can stand the towel up afterwards because it's so hard. However, the second mitzius of softening it, and we can understand that when you rub it, it also gets softer. That is the truth. Like an undershirt or something like that, it gets softer, certainly. However, that it gets cleaner, I don't think that we really understand that mitzius because I don't think that we see that our towel gets any cleaner when you soften it up. Therefore, it's not exactly clear what the mitzvah is. The only thing that we do see that does get shiny is like pants. If somebody shines their pants, they rub their pants very much, or they're sitting on a bench for a long time, then what happens is that it causes the pants to get shiny, but that's not a mile, that's a chassan. That makes it worse. It's very hard to understand exactly what the mile is here. Look at the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan is also bothered by the mitzvah. It says it seems that we don't really have this mitzvah, this manenu. And therefore, it's not so negea. It doesn't seem that this halacha so negea is manenu. However, a halacha that is negea, as mentioned in Shmini Shabbos Luchos, it's really already mentioned by the Chayyadim in the Sefer Zichur Torah Moshe and Simei Lamed Zayin Oyz Peis. He mentioned that you should not be mitachtech your shoes, even if you're not using shoe polish, just simply to take any type of cloth to rub it against your shoes to make your shoes shiny. That would be a problem. Now, he doesn't exactly say what the issue is. It's brought down also, this halacha is brought down with the Aruch HaShulchan end of Simin Shin Chav Zayin, the last halacha in Shin Chav Zayin. There is halachas that are brought down about scrubbing down pots to be metachtech. It could be that it's al tircha, that you're doing something extra. Shalos, if it's the Kavod Shabbos, why should it be a problem? However, it's brought down that it's a iser. As a matter of fact, the Rishon Zalman brings down Shmei Shabbos Lachon, so they bring down from Rishon Zalman that if you polished your shoes before Shabbos and you didn't go over them with a cloth, then going over them with a cloth could be a chashash of Issa Daraisa. Because what makes it shiny at that point is the smoothing out of the wax or the polish is what makes it shiny. And that could be a problem with the wax. It's something that you do, you're interested in smoothing it out, that it should be even, it should be, it shouldn't stick up a chlal. And certainly, your interest in doing that is going to cause a tzichtzuch, and that could be a chashash of a Issa Daraisa. That is something which Lechera does come out as Negea from this sif. Now, what the Ramal mentions over here, he says, Koyvim v'shark le'pishtem dini kesudr, he's really going on the Gemara. The Gemara is machal between a sudr and a choluk. Now, it's not actually clear if the Gemara is machal between them or not. The Gemara says the same halacha. The machalah passes that there's a chiluk between them, like Rashi learns, that there's a chiluk between them. And it seems clear from the Mishnah Berurah that the chiluk between a sudr and a choluk is that a sudr is worn on the outside and a choluk is worn on the inside. Therefore, even though you're doing the same pula of rubbing it and it's softening it and it's also making it a little bit brighter and cleaner, nevertheless, your kavana, when it comes to a sudr, since other people see it, your kavana is probably to make it look cleaner, therefore it's problematic, as opposed to a chalak, which is an undergarment, an undershirt, that nobody sees, therefore your kavana is certainly not to make it brighter because no one's going to see it anyhow, your kavana is just to make it softer. That's how the Mechaber learns the chalak between chalak and sudr. However, the Shibuli Alekha learns that there's a different chaluk, and that is that sudr is made out of pishtun, and choluk is not made out of pishtun. Pishnon, when you shake, when you rub it, it gets shiny and it gets cleaner. As opposed to Sharbagan, then they do not get cleaner. The Ramah brings that down, and he's choishes for the sheet, and that's why he says Shar Klei Pishnon Dinik Asoder. And the Mishnah Berurah is Masbir that the reason is Hatam Shechmir B'Klei Pishnon Tneishim Koshim Acharei Chitzas, and they get very hard after they're washed. V'Rikuchon Zuhu Libunon, and being Merachach, it's softening it. That's what's Malavin, and that's what makes it cleaner. Now, the Olam asks, if that's the case, that the richuch is what's malav in it, the actual being merachich is malav in it, so then how could the Mishnah Berurah continue and say, Mikol mokin b'cholak mutter, afilu b'shal pishtem, b'nei shu malbash tachter, v'ein anir b'yibachut, b'stam l'skav l'rachach, he says, nevertheless, when it comes to a cholak, even if it's made out of pishtem, since nobody sees it, you're allowed to be merachich, because your kavana is to be soften it, and not to make it cleaner. Now you just said that by Pishton, the richuch itself is the libun. It's a psigration. Every time you merachach kli Pishton, you're automatically making it cleaner. So what's the difference if people see it or people don't see it? What's the difference where your kavanah is? The chori, how do we shim these, the one line to the next? So the truth is that this halacha is quoted from the Sharatzin. The Sharatzin quotes from the Eli Rabba. If you look at the Eli Rabba, and he's b'shem Mabusha Yomtif, they say lahedya that the Ramah is clearly he's taking him halfway and not the whole way. He holds that there's a chumr by Klei Pishton, but he doesn't want to take it the whole way and say that applies even to chalak which can't be seen. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch says that according to the man Dama that holds that it plays by all Klei Pishton, that even if it's a chalak and nobody sees it, it's a problem. L'halacha l'maisa, the Ramah is not going that far. He's saying that I'm taking the chumra of Klei Pishton, but I'm not taking it that far to say that it applies even to a chalak. How do I do that? Because when it says rikuch and zui libun, and it doesn't mean that the rikuch itself is a libun, it means that the rikuch is done for the purpose of libun. By pishtan, since they're so hard afterwards, every time that you're merachich it, you certainly have kavanah to be malav in it. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, when it comes to a cholik, that's not your kavanah, because nobody sees it. And therefore, it's going to be mutter to be malav in a cholik, even if it's made out of pishtan, according to the Rambam. Zichar, according to the Shibar Lezeket, the Chur would seem that it's, everything is Aser. Sai Chalak, Sai Sudah would be Aser. But once, like we said before, the Salat is not turning to clothing, because we don't really have this type of clothing. And B'chal, we don't have linen clothing, like the Orchestra points out. We don't have very much. I know a friend that had a linen shirt, but he couldn't wear it because he had wool tittus. The shadows of even one on top of the next is possible if you're being kept warm by both linen and wool at the same time is a problem of shyness. And therefore, so I'm just sorry if it's not exactly, we're a lot to cover. With regard to that, kumtai, where it is again, like we said before, and it's like shining shoes, that would be forbidden even if you're not using polish, you're just using a cloth to shine, would be problematic. Fifth of all, tichal raglay. Oy almano, if you have mud on your foot or on your shoe. You could rub it off on a wall, but not on the ground, because of chashash shvi'i gumis. V'yesh mi sh'ayt ha'afr kaitzel. V'yesh mi sh'amat v'shneim tzadar mo'ch. V'hoid in the mutl asir b'ma'at cheret ha'roi l'totom. We saw in the Gemara that there's four shitas brought down with regard to getting mud off of your shoe or foot. Either you're allowed to use it, you're allowed to do that on the ground and not on the wall. You're allowed to do it on the wall and not on the ground. You're not allowed to do it not on the wall, not on the ground. You're allowed to do it both on the wall and both on the ground. Three of the shittas are brought down in the halacha here in the Mechaber, two in the Mechaber and one in the Ramban. The halacha lamais, it seems from the Mishnah Berurah that the shita that he goes with is the first shita which is brought down by the Mechaber. Mekanechev ekoisel, that's roi rishenim hold. You're allowed to be mekanechev ekoisel, not on the ground, but on the wall. And you're also allowed to do it on a kiruv, on a beam, which the Paiskim say is beam is lavdafka, also on the steps. Stairs is brought down, you're allowed to do it on the stairs. Not like that, some place can bring down. So Bunukom brings down a safer, they're allowed to even use the step of the concrete step of the going down from the sidewalk to the street. Also, that would be mutter. Now, this halacha bechlal is very hard to understand with regard to the Messias bizmanenu. And with that, we could add on also, Sifchet, in Megarit and Besakin, Minom, Bein Chodesh, Bein Yashim, Neshikilaf, Arvav, and Machik. The halacha is that if you have mud on your shoe and you want to rub it off, you should not use a knife or something very sharp because it's going to smooth out the leather of the shoe. If you look at the Pesukei Shuvos, he says, Kalachriyan, he says basically, in biyadeinu bizmanenu, not to aser being mekaneich your shoe on the wall and not on the floor, and not with a knife. Because nobody builds houses with mud, and when you rub your shoe against a house, it looks like you're dirtying the house, and it doesn't look like you're building anything. There's no chash shviya gumis because all rechavits bismaneinu are merutzit, roiv them the cholapachas. And the bederech klal, when you take a knife and you rub down your shoe, except the fact that most of the time the mitzvah is that you're not going to get anything off, any part of the shoe off, but bederech klal is going to be mekalkel because bismaneinu our shoes, certainly if they're made out of rubber or plastic or anything else, even if they're made out of leather, bederech klal you're just ruining the shoe when you rub it over. You're not. Therefore, the etzem he tanis that these halachas lachur are not so negeah, and lachur that's mustaver. The problem is that you might, there are possibilities, but if you're doing it on a place where it's merutzit, then to be v'derech klal, for example, say in the house, if I had to sweep a house, and the brave of the bottom are merutzit, lachur, if brave of the streets are merutzit, lachur, there shouldn't be a problem. Some people don't like to give such heterim, because then they get ostracized from the community. But l'chur, that's the pashtus of what the mitzvah is, bismaneinu, how it would work out. L'chur, these are not negah. You got to bring down the bottom, he brings down each one, and he found somebody that does, isn't the tzadi, be mezon. Now there's just one interesting halacha that comes up over here. The Mishnah Berurah says that you're allowed to rub your shoe against a kira, a beam, that's the kuli alma. And he says, oyal gabi evan, or on top of a rock. Now if you look at the Sharatim says, how do I know that you're allowed to use a rock? Poshet the hikikur. It's poshet that a rock is the same halacha as a beam. Then throws in a theme, the Sharatim throws in a halacha about mukta. Ach, dafkum yevin gedoyla shlo yitnad neyrag yikinucha. It has to be a big rock which is not going to move when you rub your foot against it. Now, if he means to say that it's a problem with mukta, which is lachur what he means to say, you can't move it. Lachur, this is not a problem with mukta. First of all, you're moving with your foot. And if you're moving with your foot, it's tilt begufay. If you want to say that it's a derech to move a rock with your foot, which I'm not sure, a big rock is always a derech to move. If you want to move from one place to the next, some people kick it. But generally, if you want to move a rock, you pick it up with your hand and move it to the second place. Therefore, to use it with your, it has to be the derech to move it with your foot for it to be not to be derech tilt. Even if you want to say it's not tilt begufay, but lachur it's just being misnadne, it's not really moving. Lav dafka, is that considered a problem of tiltum? As a matter of fact, Mr. Burr brought down his commission head. They let it sit down on a rock, even if it's going to be misnad, they make her din his mutter. The Miri says maybe it's better not to, but make her din his mutter. So, what's going on over here? Many of the Mechabri's Maneinur or Mitlaves, exactly what does this Mishnah Berurah mean? I saw in the Mishnah Berurah Hamavur from Ephraim Panimur, who is a rich girl, I think, in New York. He says, Chat, and I think it's Emes Lamitoi. He spends a good half a page being mevarah, but he says lachur it's klar. What the Mishnah Berurah is saying is that we're not talking about mukta b'chlal. Besides the fact, the biggest question is why did he throw in kila achar yad without even telling you that he's doing mukta? Throws into siman shin beis that again to hilchos mukta that you should be careful. He says zikr if you read the sharatim karoy then he's not being misyatas the mukta at all. He's being misyatas the shayla of shvuya gumi. What would be the halacha if you have gravel? Are you allowed to rub your foot against gravel? You're right, there's no guma ba'etem, it's rock. But it could be that theoretically it's rocks that move and could be a chash of a shuya gumais. It makes sense that it would be a chash of a shuya gumais. On that he says, poshet the hikakura. You're allowed to use a rock, a big rock, a rock because it's poshet that has the same halach as a kura. Achdafka, when is it? Achdafka what? Achdafka it's mutter because if not it would be a problem of mukta? No, achdafka, when is it? Doim it's a kura. It's only there with the kuro if it's not going to move when you rub your shoe against it. But if it's going to move, then it's like a pebble. And the same that by pebbles, the chur be a chash of a shuya gumais. Over here, there also be a chash of a shuya gumais. He's not being mitsiachas to muksa lachur b'chlal. And I told this actually to somebody who gives a shir, a weekly shir, in my shul, on Hilchas Muksa, and he was holding my submission base. I mentioned this to him. He was so mitlahev from that. And he says, because all the pricing are mitlabet, are trying to figure out, confused exactly why the Mishnah Berurah is bringing this in, Machlal. Chardafidus is very gishmak. He doesn't mention anything mukta. He's talking about mukta. It's all shash, but again, too, ashwiye gumay. Now, with regard to taking off tit, lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says, to scrape off tit, if it's yavish, that it's not so simple, because that we're going to see in tit zayin. If it's wet, so then you want to rub off the tit, but later, that's gishmak. That's not a problem. But if it's yavish, then if it's on your shoe, it's not so simple to take it off because of the problem of teichin. However, if it's on your foot, says the Bir Halacha, then you're allowed to scrape it off because Malkum Tara Legozu. The reason is because it's. You don't need, when you're grinding the tits, you have no reason for it. Therefore, it's Malkum Tara Legozu. But Malkum Tara Legozu. It's also Mutter says Mishabur to wash it. If that would be the reason, because the Malachi and Sichla Malkum Tara Legozu, it would be clear that we matter. We matter a Malachi and Sichla Gufa, which is a Chomer Daraisa, a Chomer Darabanan, the Malkum Tsar, similar to the Pashtas of what we saw when it gets to a mosquito, Kedema, other things. Mapis Mursa, there's only one Darabanan. Good. That is with regard to Sivvav. Siv Zayin. Tit shal begodim. Mesham shrei mevfnim lo yimuchu milsa v'chazuzi gimalavim. Avalei b'chutz. Somebody has tit on his begim. Then he has three possibilities of how to get it off. He could either get it off from inside. That means to fold over the begim where the dirt is and rub the begim back and forth to get the dirt to fall off. Avalei b'chutz. But you can't take the two sides of the begim on the outside and rub them together. The domi lemelavin, omegari b'tziperin, or you have another choice, you could on the outside scrape it off with your finger or a knife, like the Mishnah says. The yesh mefarshin hanami lelachal yamish also davi techin. Now, this halacha, which is really the halachas of cleaning begodim on Shabbos, is very nagia. Somebody just told me, it happens to me, I don't know why he told me this halacha, or this story, but it was about a week ago, he told me this story 2 weeks ago. He said that he was in Tzfas for Shabbos, and his wife ended up in the hospital or something, and he had to take his kid in a carriage and go from the bottom of Tzfas to the top of Tzfas. He wasn't sure, there was no air, he didn't know if it was Mutter or what. Kitzur, after Shabbos, he went to Rav Yadler, Shlita, Balabar Shabbos, and he asked him, what should he do? Did he do what he did was right, what he did was wrong, what should he have done? Kitzur, Rav Yadler heard the whole shayla, told him, down, Pashas, we don't have Mishas Aramas, Bizmanenu, it's only Darabanan, Zvachulu, Machuterach, and other things, the whole Tzirif. Gebz the Chanetzi said, he gave it in to me. He says, however, it's ruined like as an afterthought. Where the real Shalas come up, he says, where Chumas falls on somebody's tie and he knocks it off on Shabbos, he says, then we get it to Shalas of the night. That was his example of where he gets up Shashri of Chasas. So certainly it's Shaykh that to be careful, they're now taken, I'll still leave in Shabbos. Therefore, we have to know what's mutter and what's usher to do on Shabbos once the person has dirt on his baggage, and that we shouldn't come to any chashashas of the right. The general rule is, according to Mishnah Berurah, that if you're makbid on the baggage, then it's always usher to take off dirt if it's not going to leave a ration. If it's a type of baggage, a dark baggage that you're makbid on, and really it's mashmoyt is from the Bir Halacha that any color baggage if you're makbid on it. To take off dirt which is stuck on and in an oven where it's not going to leave a ration is problematic. However, if a piece of chalent falls onto your suit, you're taking chalent and a potato falls into your suit. You got your suit dirty. There's no problem to pick up the piece of chalent, pick up the potato, and take it off. It's not stuck with chalent. It's like noitzes. It's sitting on the top, and that's not a problem. Noitzes, anything which is sitting on the top, which is not bechlal, connected in any which way, stuck in any which way to the begad, then we don't see it that it's a chelik of the begad, and therefore there's no isra of malabin, it's something which is sitting on the top. Which is like dirt, which we mentioned in the past, blowing it off with your mouth, is lachur is similar, anything which comes off with your mouth, there's a lachur says, shame we're missing paralysis, that would be mutter. Lachur, the reason is because it's not considered as if it's inside. So too dandruff. Generally dandruff, if it's sitting on the outside, you can knock it off on the back, like mamish. It doesn't creak around, it doesn't get entrenched inside the begin, and therefore it's considered on top, it's not a problem. Like Mishnah Berurah started at the beginning of the sentence, he said with regard to snow that it hasn't started melting yet, you're allowed to knock it off, and it's not considered a problem of leaving because it's just sitting on the top like nitrates. Anything which is just sitting on the top is not a problem. What's that? There's lachar, no problem with mukta, for whatever reason it's mutter to sweep up your floor, then it's mutter also to provide this graf sharei, but even if it's not a graf sharei, it comes on its bottle to the baggage. Once it's in your hand afterwards, then once it's in your hand beheter, so the lechur let it take it off. Pashas is that lechur, I saw people are mechala between the different types of Reiter, some might be mukta, some are not mukta. Pasha says anything small, anything lint, somebody has lint on the begging. There's nothing to do with it, but Pasha is the bottle of the begging, doesn't have a shame of mukta. It's not in the parasha to get a din mukta b'chol. What then? A lot of dandruff. If the lot of dandruff is on top, it's like a lot of mitzvahs which are on top, the chair wouldn't be a problem. Now, with regard, getting back to Rav Yadler's case, L'chura, a tie is something which most people, I would say, even though it's not dark, generally, it could be it's a black tie affair, it is, but even if it's a colored tie, it's something which is according to the Bir Allah, it seems that it's being machmer, that if you're machmer on it, even if it's colored, and certainly a tie is something which generally stays pretty clean and looks chadash most of the time. It's not like the rest of the clothing which get worn out and get things falling in the tie. People, for some reason, maybe because made out of stuff, maybe because, I don't know, people are careful, maybe because people have so many ties, so they just switch the tie, and buy it. You only wear once every 4 weeks, so therefore 6 weeks, 8 weeks, whatever it is. The right color tie with the right color suit, hulu, so you match it up. Generally, it stays new for a very long time, and therefore, if chumas falls on top of it, and it gets stuck to it, even though scraping it off would not be a problem of teichin, because chumas is already nitchan, ain't teichin achar teichin. However, if you're going to be able to take it off in an eichin, where it's not going to leave a reshim, then according to the Mishnah Brura, lechur would be problematic. That would only be after it dries. If it hasn't dried yet, then you're not going to be able to take it off without leaving a little bit of a reshim lechur. Generally, that's the metzias.
Is it considered not having a reshim because it's so dark that you don't notice it, or you don't like get it? It's impossible on a dark jacket. If you take it off,
maybe at the beginning you won't see it, but afterwards you will see it. I think you would see it. When it's wet, maybe you're not going to be able to tell, but you'll be able to tell. Even on the black bag, it's something which gets dirty, you'll be able to see that it was dirty. Now, just with regard to Teichin, the Hivegrit Mar over here, that L'chera, how do we have a case of Teichin? By Tit. Tit is something which is ready nitzan. It was dirt, and then it got mixed together with water and turned into a mud, into a plaster, a mud, or something like that. And then it got stuck to the baguette. L'chera was already nitzan once. Ain't Teichin achar Teichin. We mentioned when we learned Teichin at the beginning of this month that according to the Chazon Ish, L'chera is in Turuf. The Chazon Ish understood that the din of Ein Teichin Achar Teichin means that something which was put together, Ayidei Bnei Adam, even if it was never Nitchan at all. Something which was put together, for example, bread, which was, there was Nitchan first, but something it was turned into a solid by human intervention, that they baked it, they mixed together the flour with the water and the eggs, and they baked it and they turned it into one. That's chibur bnei adam lav chiburu. The chibur that happens by the person is not considered a chibur to be shayach. To break it up again wouldn't be a teichin because we don't never look at it as mechubur. However, something which comes mechubur by itself, for example, mud, which if it rains and it gets the dirt together with the mud, the water turns into mud, that's not aydei bnei adam achlal. That's kilu me'asmai, and that is considered the emes a chibur, and therefore it's shayach teichin. Now, what comes out lamaisa halacha lamaisa from sif aleph? Sif Hey and Sif Zayin. Sif Hey and Sif Zayin. What is the Shaila? Like the Bir Allah has already Ma'ur this Nakuda. The Mechaber Paskins, Lalach Lamaisa, in Sif Aleph, that there's no Isser to shake off a Begin from dirt. The whole Isser is only to shake it off from Tal and not from dirt. There are must is that there's the Yesh Lachosh, and Mishabur says you should make her Azin, you should be Chayshish. But according to Mechaber and according to Ramah, not maker, as in it's only chumra. There's no iser be'etim to shake out a beged from the dirt which is on top of it. How does that stem with what we say in Sif Hey, that you're not allowed to make a beged, you're not allowed to soften a beged by rubbing the side to the side because it's going to make it cleaner? L'chur, what's the difference by making it cleaner by shaking out the dirt or making it cleaner by rubbing the sides together? On that, the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha says there's a difference. When you shake out a beged, you're not touching the klal. You're not touching the makom of the dirt at all. We don't look at it as a mice of a libun if your hand's not touching it. All you're doing is shaking it out. It's not really considered a mice of a libun. Therefore, maker the dina, it's mutter to shake out the beged from the dirt. However, tepeh is talking about where you're taking the two sides of the beged and rubbing it one against the next to make it softer and make it nicer. That's more of a problem. And that's going to be usher regardless if it's a black beged, whether it's a clean beged, whether it's new, whether it's old. But that's going to be usher always because your mamash being meshafshif one side against the next. Your mamash being cleaning it with your hand. Question is, if cleaning with your hands is a problem, so how do we understand Sif Zayin? Sif Zayin, it says that if you have tit on your beged, you let it scrape off the tit. And there, I clean you with your hands. How does this stem with what we just said in Sif Hey? On that, the Bir Halacha says that there's a difference. Because in Sif Zayin, you're leaving a Reshim at the end of the day. You're leaving a little bit at the end of the day. And therefore, there's no problem of Libun. And he says, that's also the halacha of the Bahag, which is mentioned. It's actually mentioned in Sif Beis. I hope to see it after we finish Sif Yud Beis, hopefully today. We're going to see the rest of Sif Shin Beis, Beis Hashem. We actually saw Sif Gimel in the past. Sif Beis, Sif Dalet, Sif Yud Gimel. Sif Beis, one of the lessons brought down, was brought down also in the Bir Alach and Sif Aleph of the Bahag that says that if a Tavshil, a piece of chons, falls, Kosta Behovas Gedeles, Yoshev Le Zerah Pishnin, a Tavshil Al Ksusai, if a little bit of a chon falls onto your begin, Mutter Le Kalfoy, Yiladu, take it off. Venir Demu Begin Chodesh Veshachar, Eni Mutter Le Kalfoy, Rak Bein Amakbe. Bimulach, Mekanachem Bismarito Tukulil Kaman. He says that if a little bit of chon falls onto your begin, so if it's just sitting on top, like I mentioned in the past, we mentioned it beforehand, that's taking it off, that's like taking off feathers. That's not a problem. Where is it? Yes, a problem when it gets stuck on, and then you want to peel it off, the kalfay, to peel it off. There he says it has the exact same halachas as if zayin. If you're not going to leave a reishim, then it's a problem. That means if a person has a piece of chont on his beged, and most people, I would think, are makbid not to walk around with a potato stuck to their suit. I would think. Lachir, therefore, to take it off would be a problem. If it's a dark beged, it's a beged which looks new, which is very often the case with regard to a tie, like we said, even with regard to a Shabbat suit, could very often be. You're makbid about it, so then you wouldn't be allowed to take it. Lachir, you would not be allowed to take this potato off. What's the Eitza? I don't know. You'd have to slice off 90% of it and leave a little bit on the top. However, it could be that if your kavanah is to leave a stain on, and you just don't, let's say you don't know if it's going to take off the entire thing or not. You don't know if it's going to leave a stain or if it's not going to leave a stain. Can you just pull it off? Because my tzedakah is coming. I want it to leave a stain. I'm not trying to, I just don't want the potato on me. I don't care if it leaves a stain. Maybe that's considered a davar shenu miskaven. We'll get to it in a second, whether or not we can consider that a davar shenu miskaven to matane. With regard to kumtois, that the halachas are, to shake out a beged where you're not touching it, meikur the dinah according to the Shulchan Aruch, that's mutter. Lamais and paskin, you shouldn't shake it out if you're makbid on the beged. To use your hands to clean something, that also you're not supposed to do, even if it's colored beged, because it's going to make it nicer. Now, we see that you're allowed to take off tit from a beged, that's only because it's going to leave a ration. Bekitzer, if a person is makbid on his beged, he can only clean off a stain if he's going to leave a reishim. If he wants to clean it off with his hands, it's only, or even with the back of the beged, only if it's going to leave a reishim. If it's not going to leave a reishim, then it's usher to do it, unless it's the type of beged that a person is not makbid on. If a person is not makbid on the beged, then he's good to go all the way. He's allowed to scrape it off, he's allowed to take everything, as long as it's not a problem of teichin. You're allowed to clean it off, even if it's not going to be a reishim, that's not going to look at as a ma'aseh of libun. You're allowed to shake out the beged from the dirt, you let it scrub off a piece of chalon. You let it take everything off as long as you're not makbid. If you're makbid, then you have to take it off an oifin, then it's going to leave a reishim. Now, let's say you have your chumus, which is stuck, not your chumus, dirt, which is stuck onto your beged, and you want to scrape it off, and you don't know if it's going to crack or not. You don't know if it's a problem of teichin or not. Is that an issue of a safek deraisa? Maybe it's going to be teichin, maybe it's not going to be teichin. So it's always never going to be a safek deraisa, there's always a mlachshayin suit lagufa. Shmir Shabbos and Hazel, for example, Shlomo Zalman, that if a person doesn't know if it's going to turn into teichin, as long as it's not your kavana, so then it's davar shenu miskaven. It's not a psikrisha. I don't know for sure that that's what's going to happen. That's not my kavana. Maybe it's together some psikrisha, but it's a oifin, it's lehaba, and therefore we give it a din of a davar shenu miskaven. It's not a problem. The shaila is, can you say that also with regard to our case of the chon? You have the chon, the piece of potato which is stuck to your belly, and you want to take that off, and you don't know whether or not it's going to leave a ration or it's not going to leave a ration. Can you say that I'll take it off? And it's the stuff, I was speaking to someone today, he wanted to say that, that's the halakha occur, that you let it peel it off, because you don't know whether it's going to leave a reishim. Mela, blad, and davar shenu miskaven. The question is, the standard person, when he's taking off a piece of chon, he wants that it shouldn't leave a reishim. It's not that he wants to clean it off. I mean, he doesn't want the potato there, and he wants to get the potato off in any which way, which is going to be mutar halakhically. But the chila, he wants to take it off a reishim, it's not going to leave a reishim. So, the question is, if whether or not you could say that, oh, he doesn't know what the Messias is, and therefore it's considered a davar shenu miskaven. So as long as he's not miskaven, taking it off, dafka, that it shouldn't leave a reishim, the harder you can do this. Don't look. If you start looking and you see that it's coming off without leaving a reishim, maybe you're in trouble. Even though you don't know what the Messias is, the rest of me, just pull it off, lachar, just pull it off. The standard case is that if you have a piece of potato which is stuck, or something which is stuck, certainly if it's stuck to your shirt, then, which is very light, certainly you're going to see the small amount of dirt, maybe by black tie, you wouldn't see it. then certainly you could presume that it's going to leave a rishim, and you're allowed to pull it off.
Why
isn't it? If it's mamish stuck to it, then it's not mamish. Because then that's not milamal. If it's mamish stuck to it, the chelik will be back. Oh, good. That's a good time. The Archa Shabbos is ma'ir this in Chuda. The Archa Shabbos says the lechura, if you could be kerilif a tavshim by taking it off and it's not going to leave a stain, then lechura is nice. He says he asks on the Mishnah Berurah. Not only that, he dings. There's a massive chiddush in this Mishnah Berurah which makes it very difficult for us. This whole halacha that says that you're not allowed to scrape it off and it's unless it leaves a ration, that's the Mishnah Berurah's chiddush. That's not. He quotes the Taz that says, the Taz says that if a person has tzoya on their beged and they want to scrape it off to allow them to daven, he says, you're allowed to scrape off the entire thing even if it's not going to leave a ration. The Al Yerabi brings down l'alacha. The Archa Shachar brings it down l'alacha. The Poiskim, the Gdeli Achreinim bring this down l'alacha. And the Mishaburu is telling everybody. And he says, no, because he has a question from Sif Aleph and Sif Zayin, Sif Hey. Therefore, he says, no, it has to be that over here it's leaving a ration. The Mechabris Maninu want to say that, well, her, the reason why it's us over here even if it doesn't leave a ration is because you're not doing Ilude Chivra here. All, the way that I saw, one of the wanted to say, is all it is a Sur Meirat, and not an Aseitari. You're just taking off something which is makes it look bad. You're not making it nicer, like it's if, hey, you're shining it, and you're causing it to look nicer. Ilude Chivra is Lashon HaGemara. You're causing something which you didn't have before. It's not just that you're taking a sur merah, it's an asay tzay. That's what's asay to do with your hands. But if you're just taking a sur merah, then the chur shouldn't be a problem. I saw somebody that said that he asked, he wanted to see this pshat, to be matarat to the taz, and the rabbah, and all the achrenim that are mekel. And he asked Rabbi Yashif if whether or not he could be mekel. And Yashif said, you think that the Mishnah Berurah didn't see all the gedele achrenim? So the Mishnah Berurah saw all the gedele achrenim. And even so, he's machmer connected to the gedele achrenim. So, you can't be, he says, if, when you write a sefer, you can be mefalpo lahalacha if you want. But if you want to know how to paskin to teach people what to do, then you have to go to Mishnah Berurah. So the guy ended up writing the sefer, and he was mefalpo in there, like we said. But at the end of the day, lahalacha lamaisa, the way the Mishnah Berurah paskins, even though you could down on it, that lachar should be mutter, and especially in the case we just mentioned before about the chom, if you could just peel it off, and it's not going to leave any stain whatsoever, then we look at that as noises, because we don't look at it as mechubar to the beged as well. Nevertheless, in both of those cases, the Mishnah Berurah is chayshish for an iser d'arayin. Therefore, going to the Mishnah Berurah, the place of God, that's generally you would go like, unless you have a different place to go like, that one should be careful if he's makbid on his beged, not to scrape off the stain entirely, or it's not going to leave a ration. If he's not makbid, then he's allowed to clean it off in Gansin, even if it's not going to leave a ration. That's the general rule which comes out from these halachas, Aleph, Hey, and Zayin. Sivchet is what we mentioned before, and in Megardin, that you're not allowed to scrape down with a knife a shoe which is dirty because it's mamachik, you're smoothing out the R, and therefore it's a problem of mamachik. Now the poiskim is ready, Marsham is ready, Murray is Nakuda, and the Ishlavam the Bachatra is Murray, and certainly the poiskim is Manenu, that's already 100 years ago. Certainly the poiskim is Manenu are Murray this that. The standard shoe that a person has is vanenu. It does not. It's a kilko when you scratch it. When you the R is so well worked and mu'ubud that when you take a knife and go over it, all you're going to do is ruin the bottom of the shoe or ruin the top of the shoe, and you're not going to be considered a kilko. It's not considered a tikkun b'chlal. Certainly, if it's rubber bottoms and things like that, certainly it's supposed to be mekel. I saw the Machaz Avram, Rabbi Kuperman Shlito, who's the Rish Shabur here. In the main Mizmanjah, she has a sefer, and he said that he asked this question to Rabbi Yashif about the shoes, Bizmanenu. Rabbi Yashif said to him, he said, sometimes when people walk, even if you have a, you're right, when you got the shoe from the store, it was smooth, like a piece of glass, and there was nothing, no nicks at all. But after walking on it, sometimes it gets nicks in the bottom, and when you rub it against something very hard, then the Matthias is that it's going to smooth it out. Therefore, it's still be a problem. So he said, what's with the rubber shoes that they make them with indentations for traction and you're going to rub it out, that's going to be bad. He said, yeah, certainly in such a case that's makalkal and you can be makal. So the achayat in the scavin, certainly in such a case you can be makal. Bizmanenu, I would say, and this is really what Mishnah Berurah says, that certainly the standard shoe, unless you do it really hard, then you're not going to do anything to the shoe. And therefore, that's why the Mishnah Berurah says, as long as you do it benachas, and you don't have a problem, generally you're not going to have a problem. We sent somebody today, I think he's ready, on his way to Europe to find the metal pieces that are in front of the shoe, in front of the shul, and maybe we'll take a picture and see exactly what they look like, we can know. But most people nowadays do not have this problem. All we have is a mat in front of the shul, and that's not a problem, that's not hard, that's not a problem. You let us scrape off the brush off the mud from the bottom of your shoe on the mat. Sif test. Mutter litin mayan al gabi minu l'shach shechoy. You let a pour water on his shoe, which is entirely made out of leather. The place can point out that if there's stitches that are in the shoe that are made out of cloth, that are made out of something which is shaykh libun, then you would not be allowed to do it on the place where there's the stitching. However, where there's just leather, you let it pour water on. But to be meshafshik, that's a problem. The Mechaber only mentions two different types of cleaning a shoe. The Bir Halacha mentions a third type. There's shikshuch, shifshuch, and kibbutz. Shikshuch means to pour water on it. That's mutter, that's mefur shigamar, to pour water. We do not say shriyasei zui kibbutzai by leather. We only say that by a beggar. You let it pour water on leather. Shifshuch, which means to take the two sides of the leather and rub them together, that's usr, that's mefurish in the Gemara, in Zvachim Tadidala. Shifshuch, which is kiskus, the same thing, is shifshuch, that's usr the kulyam. The Mishabur is mechadesh, that there's something else called kibbutz. It's not exactly what the kibbutz is. Kibbutz is that you're not taking the two sides of the leather, rubbing it against each other, but you're using your hand or a shmata to rub off the dirt. It's not just you're pouring water. You're using your hand to rub it off, or using a shmata to take it off, to wipe it down. That would still be usher, though it wouldn't be usher midaraisel chara, it would be usher still midarabanan. So by leather, any type of cleaning, aside from just pouring water, according to Mishabur, the Chol HaPachas, usher midarabanan. That's the case of Smartir is talking about by Vega though. That Smartir that he brings down is with regard to Vega, he doesn't bring it down with regard to a similar to that case, the her. Now, with regard to this din of Shriyasi Zuki Busai, just a little bit of background, because the Ilam had a lot of trouble with this, I think. And to try to be, hopefully the halakh will become a lot clearer if we can understand a small amount of background to this din of Shriyasi Zuki Busai. The Gemara says there's a difference between R and Vega. By R, if you soak a piece of R, since it's not so absorbent, we don't say Shriyasi Zubi Kibbutzai. By a Vega, we do say Shriyasi Zubi Kibbutzai. All the Rishonim ask, we have two Gemaras that say not that way. It says that a Nida is allowed to be Toivah with her Kalim, with her Begadim, on Yantif, and it's not a problem of Shriyasi Zubi Kibbutzai, it's not a problem of Kibbutz. And it says also that a person that's going to be Makabo Pnei Rabbi is allowed to pass through a river, a lake, whatever it is, to get there, even though he's going to soak his water inside of the soak his clothing inside of the water, and we don't say there's a problem with Shriyasi Zuki Busai. There are numerous answers given to this question in the Rishonim. The two basic answers that are given to this question are mentioned in Tesis, one by Rabbeinu Tam, one in the Rishonim. That is whether or not we say, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the only time it's considered Derech Lichluch. To go through the Lashon of Tesis in Zvachim is that your clothing, even if they're getting dirty, it's getting more dirty than it's getting clean. It's considered derek lichluch. To pass through the water is considered derek lichluch. You're doing it in an oifin of lichluch. Even if at the end of the day you are getting cleaner, that's not the way to clean the garden. That's derek lichluch. That's the way that it's more of an oifin of getting it dirty than getting it clean. Memelech mutter. The Ri is chaylik, and Ri says no. The difference is whether or not it's a clean baguette or it's a dirty baguette. A dirty baguette is going to be a problem, even though you're doing a derek lichluch. A dirty baguette, lechara, is a problem to go through the water. As opposed to a clean baguette, that there's no problem with Shriyasi Zuki Busai. If it's clean, it's clean. Therefore, there's no problem. Now, the Urayim gives a different terrace. The Urayim says no. You know what that case is talking about, that they're allowed to go to the Mechal Pnei Rabbi and the woman's allowed to be terrible? That's talking about where the brigadim are made out of R. Since the brigadim are made out of leather, therefore, there's no problem with Shriyasi Zuki Busai. The Tzeis Yishanim in Yuma, the Fine Zion, says that's a big deal to say that their clothing are made out of leather, even though nowadays it's bomber jackets and things like that. It's more common, but that's what the Nida was wearing. Not so common, he says. It's a little bit of a deichik. And therefore, he says a different shot. But that's the way that the Iranian goes, and he says that the only time that we say Shriyasi Zu Kibbutz is nothing by R. The Shita Siraim is the Shita which is brought down in Sif Yud. That is what the Mechaber brings down in Sif Yud. Harechit Yodov, Toiv Lenagvim Bekoyach Zu Bezu, Ulahosabem Amayim, Fiyachot Ekein Shit, Kanchim Bemato. Anytime you wash your hands, shake out the water as much as possible. That way, there's no problem of Shriyos Zu Kibusu when you dry your hands. I, it's Derek Lichluch. I, you're not Mechalik, whether or not it's clean bag or dirty bag. You're right. According to the Ram, there's no difference whether it's dirty, whether it's clean, whether it's Derek Lichluch, not Derek Lichluch. Because the whole heter is after when it's a case of orb. Now, if it's a little bit of water, then it's not considered a shriya, so that's why it's mustard. So he says, shake off your hands as much as possible. I don't know what's considered a little border and a lot of water. Like we said by Teichin, the Iranian Muslim. I don't know what's considered big and small, he says, so be careful to make it bigger. I don't know what's considered a lot of water. What?
5 millimeters.
5 millimeters, yeah. So if you have less than 5 millimeters of water, so if you shake out your hands real well, he says, I don't know. That's what the Iranian writes inside, in Rishayin Dalet. If you ever try to look for anything in the Iranian, by the way, Simin Rishayin Dalet, that's usually what's quoted for Shabbos. That's all of the Shabbos in Simin Rishayin Dalet. It goes through all the Malachas. It's under Malavin. This is where he goes to all the Malachas, by Malavin, this is where he talks about. He says, I don't know what's a lot of water, what's a little water. Shake your hands as much as possible. It's a tiny little bit of water. That's not a shriya to follow. It doesn't get into the parasha. You have to do kibbutz because it's not a lot. It's a small amount of water. That's the shita which is given in. That's it. Yun. There's another shita which is brought down. The Torah brings down. The Maharami wrote the Berg. That the only time that we say Shriyas Hazui Kibbutzai, there's two shittas. One that holds, the only time we say Shriyas Hazui Kibbutzai is after by Temer, not by Pishtan. One says that we then say by Pishtan, not by Temer. The B.C. is already Mer, that we don't find any Makaras to be Machal between Temer and Pishtan with regard to this halacha, and those are not brought down in the halacha. There is another shittah which is brought down, the B.C. brings it down from the Rival, and this is what the Tesis Rid says in Beit on Dachit Chesman Aleph. The only time that we say Shriyas Hazui Kibbutzai is after when you're Machavin to clean. If you're being mechavan to clean, then it's Shriyas Hazui Kibbutzai. Or if you're passing through a lake to get to your Rebbe, you're not being mechavan to clean. As a matter of fact, it says the Rebbe that you're very sad that your clothing is getting wet. You don't want it to get wet. You're just stuck because you have to go there and you can only way to get there is to go through the water. But that's not considered a kibbutz because you have no kavanah for such a thing bechlal. Now, the Shaila is, going back to the Iker two sheets that are brought down, which are mentioned here in this test, is Re and Rebbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that the only time we say Shriyas Hazui Kibbutzai is dafka if it's not Derech Lichluch. If it's Derech Lichluch, it's mutter. And the Re says, no, it's mutter. The Re says that it's mutter if it's a clean beged. If it's a dirty beged, then it's aser. If it's a clean beged, it's mutter. Now,
you have to actually get more dirty, or just
get... No, Derech Lichluch. Tosfos says that it does get more dirty, but L'chara, it's clear from that way that it seems in the halacha. As long as it's being done in an oifin of Lichluch, even if L'maisa is not getting dirtier, that would also not be considered a Maisa of Nibud. Now the Shaila is, what is the Nekudas HaMachlekes over here with regard to... What's the Nekudas HaMachlekes here with regard to whether or not Shaykh Shriyas Hazui Kibbutzai by a clean beged? The Re says that Shaykh only by a dirty beged, not a clean beged. And Rebbeinu Tam says, no, even by a clean beged, it's Shaykh. What's the Nekudas HaMachlekes? B'chor, what kibbutz is going on if it's a clean beged? The Shulchan Aruch Harav says, the Avnei Nezer says, in Ekonami, when we say that it's a clean beged, we don't mean that it's sparkling clean. They just bought it from the store and there's nothing to clean. Because if it's sparkling clean, then it's not Shaykh Shriyas Hazui Kibbutzai according to anybody. However, says Avnei Nezer, Simin Kufnum Tes Ois Yud, he quotes the Shulchan Aruch Harav that says, Lehedin, even if the beged is sparkling white, Matir Bilivnunun, it's mama shining, it's so shining white, never let the Shaykh Shriyas Hazui Kibbutzai. In fact, Avnei Nezer, Zuminayin Light. Where did you get that from? What's the Shriyas Hazui Kibbutzai? How do you have a kibbutz of something which is totally sparkling white? So L'chor, the Mashmoyis is that there's a kibbutz which is going on al derech, the way that we were masber beforehand with the nir of the talis. With regard to nir of talis, we said the Rishonim already said, the Rav Magad said, if you're makbid on it, then it's a psikration. When you shake it out, then you're going to be cleaning it. And if you're not makbid on it, then when you shake it out, it's not a psikration. It's a Rishonim miskavim. And we asked, what is that supposed to mean? If it's a psikration, so then even if you're not makbid, it's a psikration. So he wanted to say, I'll pay the Rav Magad's story, it's the Rav Magad Lashitah study, that there's a lot of times you could do a Maisa that's only considered a Malacha if you're Mechavin, that should be a Malacha. For example, the case that the Rav Magad says, he says if you pick a little piece of wood off of a beam of wood, and you want to use it as a toothpick, Chayiv Midarayis Al Smaka Bepatish. you fashion the toothpick. But let's say you broke off a little piece of wood because you wanted to smell the wood. Do we say that it's a sikresha that you made a toothpick? No, because it's not considered a toothpick. If you're mechaven to make something which is a half-baked toothpick, it's not a toothpick gomer, it's not a kli gomer. Therefore, only if you're mechaven for it, then it's going to be considered malacha. So too by the kibbutz, by shaking off the towel. If you're mechaven to clean the bed, it's considered malacha. If you're not mechaven, it's not a malacha. Al derech zeh shuyotzei du'i kibbutzei. If you're mechaven, then it should be considered a malacha, then it's a malacha. Because when you soak something in water, it's not mamash a kibbutz. Maybe it helps a little bit, it makes it a little bit lighter, but it's not mamash a kibbutz, not a kibbutz gomer, flesh of the rishonim. What's the raya? The biggest raya is leather. Leather, you're allowed to be shirya, but you're not allowed to be meshafshim. Now, if, why? Because it's shayach kibbutz by leather. Even though it's shayach kibbutz by leather, you're allowed to soak it. The shriya is not a full blown kibbutz. It's only a half baked kibbutz. And therefore, if you're mechavin, then it should be considered a kibbutz as a kibbutz. That makes sense, first of all, the riva, dafka if you're mechavin. It makes sense why it should only apply possibly to a white baguette, because on a dirty baguette, not a white baguette. Because a white baguette, even if you're tooling out something by the white baguette, but it's so little that we don't look at that to be considered a maisa of kibbutz. It's also as maz were a little bit the rush. The Olam had a lot of trouble with the rush. The rush says that a clean baguette is, even if it got dirty, it got blackened from like the back of your collar. It gets black, sometimes brown, from wearing. That's not considered dirty. And if you hold that Shriyasi Zu Kibbutz is not said with regard to a clean baguette, a white baguette, that's also considered white baguette. What's white about it? It's dirty, right? You want to put it in the washing machine to clean? So why do we say Shriyasi Zu Kibbutz? The answer is because it's not a real kibbutz. It's a half-baked kibbutz. And a half-baked kibbutz doesn't tu'if if it's mamish, the dirt is so, it became black because of wearing. It's not because something fell on it. There you need much more to get it out, and just soaking it is not going to get it out. So if we understand, it just gives a little bit of a background to understand the din of Shriyasi Zu Kibbutzei. Shriyasi Zu Kibbutzei is not a full-blown kibbutz. It's a half-baked kibbutz. That's why the Rebbe says, if you're not mechaven, then it's not considered a kibbutz. That's why some say, by white bag, it's not going to be a kibbutz. Because all these things are not considered, it's only a kibbutz as much as you make it into a kibbutz. If you're not mechavim to make it into a kibbutz, then it's not a kibbutz. That's why maybe you own temer and not pishtam, because by one of them it's too zayf more than the other one. By or it doesn't work so much. Therefore, and that's why derech lichlich is also going to be mutter. Even if it is cleaning something, but you're doing it even of lichlich, you're not being mechavim to clean it, then we don't look at that as a mindset of cleaning. It still doesn't answer exactly the Shulchan Aruch Harav. The Shulchan Aruch Harav that says that if you have a beged that you took out of the packaging, a white shirt that you took out of a package, it's all shayach shriyasi zu kibbutzei. How do we understand that? You're not tooling out anything there. But the truth is not just on the Shulchan Aruch Harav that we have a loyal Shulchan Aruch Harav levas when I say no. Kiyam al kulam. Because the Mishnah Berurah says that if you're soichid it lemaisa, or if you're machav lemaisa to clean it, then even by a clean beged, everybody holds that it's up. And lechara, by a clean beged, that means that even if it's a totally clean beged, you could say maybe it doesn't mean a totally clean beged. But it's mashma that if you do a maisa kibbutz mamish, you mamish meshafshef, that would always be awesome. Now, what's the halach lemaisa which comes out of this? Ayyutza halach lemaisa, from the mechaber it seems, how do we paskin? He says, beged sheyesh alav lichluch, aser afilu leshafshechay, nezeu kibbutzei. A beged that has lichluch on it, there we say shriyasi zu kibbutzei. The mashmai says the only time that we say shriyasi zu kibbutzei is that, according to the mechaber, is dafka when it's a dirty beged. If it's a clean beged, then we do not say it. The Ramah brings down a shita that says yesh arisa b'cholini, that even by a clean beged. The Bir Halacha points out that the Mishnah, that the Mechaber in Simon Shin Lamed Dalet seems to say not that way. He says that if a fire breaks out and it's on a person, the fire falls onto the person's tablecloth, he says the best thing to do is to pour wine on the tablecloth. That way, the fire will go out when it gets to the wine, and not to pour water. Why? Because by water you have a problem. Shiras is wiki busay. So it seems to be a stira to a certain extent between the mechaber over here that it says dafka by lichluch, and over there he says by eating my clean baguette you shouldn't be pouring water. Lamaisa Mishnah Berurah, he paskin halacha lamaisa, since he says me ikar the dina, we paskin like Roy Rishainim that we do not say shuyasi zui kibbutzei on a clean baguette. That means me ikar hadin, on a white shirt, on a white tablecloth, you'll have to pour water and it's not a problem. However, since there are a number of Rishonim that say that it is a problem, and it's a chashash daraisa, yesh lahachmer b'mokim chashash daraisa to be not to pour the water on. He was Megal, we saw at the end of the Shulchan, but Makom HaTzirich, you had to pour, take the water off, to take the water from side to side of the tablecloth, Makom HaTzirich. You got the water off the tablecloth, even though it's going to get the second part of the tablecloth wet. But Makom HaTzirich, he was Megal. And Lechur, that's Pshat also in the Hakdamah to the Mishnah Berurah. The Hakdamah to the Mishnah Berurah, I have a Gani Palak book that says, mentions to somebody, that it's called Halach Chazor. And it's questions for kids. Every question they ask you la halacha, and they give you four options of what the possibility is for the answer. And you have to be able to decide different funny pictures, and you have to decide what the answer is. Now he has Nechaz Brachas of the Shabbos. One of the halachas that he has Shabbos is what happens if the fire falls, if a candle falls down, and the tablecloth catches fire, what are you supposed to do? First thing is scream Matzala. Second thing is whatever it was. Third thing is to pour wine around the fire. And the fourth thing is to pour water around the fire. So, what's the answer? Right answer. So, if you look in the back, he says, pour wine around the fire. Pour wine around the fire. Ayin simin shin lamadad. That's what Muhammad used to say. However, the problem is that everybody knows that the Dhammat Mishnah Berurah of Chela Gimel says, why is it so important to learn Hilchos Shabbos? Says, Derek Mashal. Shekara shenidlaka amapa shalashokum b'shabbos. What would happen if chas v'chalila somebody's tablecloth catches on fire? Hinei, adam ba'al amamayinu. A person is very worried about his money. Yitachash v'pnei zeh yimar l'chavis gam ki yodeh shu asr. He's going to get so flustered, he's going to take a cup of water and pour it down on the fire and put it out. V'akov nishen yodeh oipen amotah. Because he simply didn't learn Hilchos Shabbos and he doesn't know what the way to do it is. What's the way to do it? What's avol mayolayim in Hilchos Shabbos? Yeida oipen amotah hazeh. Dehainu. Shishpaich mayim ala mokam shle achas ha'esh. Or you should gloom the chabbis or call a guy. You should pour water. Why do you pour water? That's not what you're supposed to be doing. So it's important. If you learn Hilchos Shabbos, then you find out what he's supposed to do before Shigari Pach. Supposed to take the wine and pour it around the fire. Well, that's what Muhammad says. Shilam Adal, so come down. That's what the ikr is. So, we're still small amount at a time. I think Lechur, that's the pashtas. And we'll just like to a nekuda. He says, it's talking about when you don't have wine. You don't have wine handy, so therefore the Eifen HaMutter is to do with water. Dehainu, just a little hesber. That's what we said really before. The Mishnah Berurah holds Me'ikr Hadin, like Rei Rishayim, that by a clean baguette we do not say Shvias Ezuki Busei. However, it's a Chash Daraisa, so therefore the Chatchil should be Machner. If there's a fire on the tablecloth, and the closest thing you have is water, that's the Makom HaTzeirich that you let it be Semach on the Ikr Hadin, that holds that we do not say Shvias Ezuki Busei by a clean baguette. And therefore, if it's a clean baguette, it's best you can let it take the water. Me'ikr hadin, you're allowed to take the water and pour it around, and to be able to that the fire should go out when it gets there. If you have a cup of water and a cup of wine in front of you, and you can do one as just as easy as the second one, and echanami, use the wine as opposed to the water. But don't go looking for wine now because you know that's halacha. You have water right there. He's talking about the case where the guy's pouring water on the fire. He says instead of taking the water and pouring it on the fire, take the water and pour it around the fire. If you have wine, say to matayim manoyim. But he's talking about that case that the guy's messing up. There, the, do it in the Eifen HaMutter, which is to put it around and not on top. Assuming the tablecloth is clean. It's not the case of Kivega with the wine, and it's spilled, and you put spilled another one, and it's spilled. Later. He knocked the wine, and the candle fell down. Kitzer, in that case, the Nechanami Tekavesh. What comes out from this halacha of Sif Tes, very much halacha l'maisa, even though we might not matter pouring water on your shoe because you have to worry about the stitching, but how about pouring water on plastic? A plastic tablecloth, you want to use to clean a plastic tablecloth. Is there any problem of scrubbing down a plastic tablecloth in Shabbos? So Ramosh has a truth about this, and Chemik Bey Simon I involved. And he says, Lachar, the pashtus is that plastic is not for lay at all. It's not like leather. It's much better than leather. Even soft plastic is better than hard leather that is not for lay whatsoever. Leather, to a certain extent, is for lay. What should we call plastic is not for lay. And the pashas is, there's no iser b'chlal of kibus, the same way that you let it clean your china and you scrub it down on Shabbos, you let it scrub down your tablecloth. He says, however, lemais, the plastic is something that they didn't have in previous generations. The question is, mikol mokin, kivin shalei shayich limtsoi din zeh mefurish, du min chadash, shederish lefaneinu leiroyo esam, min haroi lahachmer shalei leshafshir biyadayim mechoizik, shukein shifshuf, tzidu yal zeh al zeh, he says, don't do something which is a chashash daraisa. To do shifshuf, which is a chash daraita, your mom is taking the two sides and rubbing it down, scrubbing it very hard, that you shouldn't do. Even though the pasha says that it shouldn't apply to plastic, but chash daraita, pshushuf, that I'm scared of. Rosh Hashanah says, come on, the exact same thing. He says, the pasha says, by rubber and plastic, he says, by both. Rubber and plastic, says Rosh Hashanah in Tezvav, Aruch HaFeh, that be'ikar adin shal kibas ha'gumi va'anaylan efshir the others may are. It could be, it's even better. It could be boilei klal. It's mamash like wood, he says. Ach ein lakom b'svara b'davish yitav shir b'chal tzvek d'araisa. So which is d'araisa, we don't want to get into. And that seems how the l'maisa, with regard to synthetic, like rubber and plastic, the poskim said that you should not go ahead and rub it down where it's a chash of d'araisa. It's to rub down a plastic tablecloth of a daiman. You should not do. You could do it lightly with it, pour water on it. Do it lightly with your hands. But to mamish rub it and scrub it, that you should not do. However, with regard to a baby bottle, like the nipple of a bottle, which is made out of plastic, and you want to wash it off, there the Pesukim of the Rosh Hashanah brings down that Reb Nissen Karelitz and the Shevet Levi were meiko either because we look at that as a kli. All you're trying to do is get off the dirt which is on the top. You're not trying to scrub anything out, really. You're just washing it like you'd wash a cup. And therefore, their mekel, he brings out in Yashua's Machmer, but l'chara, once we have a kula by something which is l'chara, the pashtus of the Paiskim is to be mekel about it, then l'chara, kimdumani, pokhazim ha'amadabar, but the oil is made to be mekel to wash these things on Shabbos. If you don't want to scrub it down as hard as you possibly could, maybe. But l'chara, to wash it with your hands, l'chara is not a problem. Another case nail, which comes up, which is very... Using your nail on a tablecloth? So
just take off everything.
So I saw, interestingly enough, I saw that Rosh Hashanah Zalman says, it's actually in Yud Beis, a different parakafal, Arach Kukhaval. He says, if the Makom Alichlich is dry, then he wanted to say that there's no, you're allowed to scrape it off. You're allowed to be Meshashaf it with your fingernail or anything like that. That's not considered, only by a Beged did we see that we're Choshish by Kiskus Mivachutz. However, by a plastic tablecloth, or Kedem, a Kli, like a tablecloth or something like that, he said we're not going to be choishish for such a thing. If you're not using water, we're not choishish, it's not a real kibbutz, then certainly in the case of plastic, he's not going to be choishish, you will have to be scratch it down with your finger. Now, another case which is very common is soaking contact lenses on Shabbos. What's the story with washing contact lenses on Shabbos? I remember when I was a bacher in the mirror about 17 years ago, I think it was. And I think it was just about then that one of the Kavitz Shuvas came out from the Vyashiv, and over there it was Machmer. And he said that if you didn't wash it before Shabbos, then you're not allowed to take it out and soak them and clean them on Shabbos. I remember that I saw the Shuvah Friday night, me and my Chabrusa, we bought the contact lenses, and we slept in our contact lenses that Shabbos, because we simply didn't know. I mean, the Vyashiv was Machmer. Now, L'chora, what's the Nidun here? The Nidun is that we're talking about plastic once again, but we're talking about Shriya. Generally, we're not, if you want to take off your contact lenses, and put them in no rub solution. That means it's soaking in solution, and you're not touching your contact lens. Even if you touch your contact lenses, most people don't scrub down the contact lenses. If we're talking about hard contact lenses, then they're not burleya. It's not a problem. You're allowed to wash them. The place can say you're allowed to wash them. It's not an issue. It's like a cleat, it's like a plate, a cup. That's not an issue. We're talking about soft contact lenses. Now, if you rub soft contact lenses very hard, you will rip them. I can tell you. You have to do it very softly, and be careful not to nick it with your finger, with your nail. You could, once you know what you're doing, you can do it a little bit harder, but generally you're not really being meshafshif contact lenses. Therefore, especially if all you want to do is take them out and let them soak, there's two good reasons to matter it. The first one is that it's plastic, and plastic is like, worst comes to worst, it's like R. R is no isser of Shriya. So all you're doing is Shriya. You're letting it soak inside. That's Shriya. That's not a problem. Second of all, the Pasha says that it's clean. It's not really dirty. They tell you that you're supposed to wash it every day. Like we'll see in a minute, that they're not really that dirty. Just it's like an advertising gimmick. And therefore, it's not really so dirty. We don't see any dirt. Vesem. Therefore, we don't look at it. It's begadim that are nikiyim. And make it a din. It should be mutter. It should be mutter to clean it. However, the... Actually, the Aruch HaShabbos is Machmer, when you get to this, he says that you are cleaning it. And he says an interesting svara, which is L'chora, a Klara svara. And he says that when you're soaking something in a solution where it's meant to clean without you having to do anything, if you take hide, and you stick it in a cleansing solution of bleach or whatever it is, something which you clean without you scrubbing, that's a problem of Shriya Sezuki Busai, even by R, because you're tooling ice the type of kibus without having to, you found some sort of ifin to be mechabes even without scrubbing it down. So therefore he said, and therefore if you have what they call no rub solution, which was made that you shouldn't have to rub, you shouldn't have to scrub it down, just leaving it, let it soak inside is what cleans it, then lechera, it could be a problem of shriyas izui kibusai, even by things that generally say it's not shriyas izui kibusai. And not only that, there is dirt. And even if you don't see it every day, but if you don't clean it for a week or two, then you'll see the dirt pile up. So since you see this dirt pile up, therefore every day you are cleaning it, and therefore you wanted to answer it. Actually came out in a different shtickle of Rabbi Rubin. He said that he heard afterwards from Mumchim that really, it's an interesting thing to know, you only have to clean it, it's only necessary to clean your lenses once every 2 weeks. Once every 2 weeks, he says. Yeah, but Renew would go out of business. So therefore, you would they tell you how important it is to clean it every single day, and you have to spray it for 5 seconds straight. Spray it, right? You go through bottles in, you know, a day or two. That's all their advertising gimmicks. Memela, therefore, it's l'chura's very small amount of cleaning which is going on a daily basis, but I think that what's important for us is that a person should just bear that in mind. Most of the price can say that the best thing to do is to leave it in saline solution. Saline solution is just to prevent it from drying out, and it doesn't clean it, and therefore you're not doing any mites of shriya, you're just doing mites of shriya, you're not doing mites of kibbutz. Rabbi Yashav was more machmer. Rabbi Yashav said that you should wash it right before Shabbat, and then on Shabbos put it into saline solution. And he says if you didn't clean it before Shabbos, then you shouldn't even put it in saline solution. But it seems most of the price can are making the cholapach to take it and put it into saline solution. So even there are those that are making gantan, they say that it's mutter, it's considered a kelim, it's not considered begadim b'chlal, it's not shaykh the gzera of kibbutz. And Rosh Hashanah Zalman says that you're allowed to put in the contact lenses into the solution on Shabbos. You don't have to worry about ma'abed. He's talking about, says you don't have to worry about ma'abed, and you don't have to worry about that you're preventing it from drying out. It says if it dried out already, then you can't soak it, because then contact lenses are generally between 55% and 65% water. And therefore if they dry out, then they shrivel up and you can't wear it like that. You have to first soak it back into water, and then it gets back its proper size, it gets softer. To soak it if it's dried out already, that would be a problem of taking money. However, to put it into the solution that shouldn't dry out, that's not a problem. Now Rabbi Shlomo Zalman is talking about Ma'abed over there. I saw that he still brought down from one of his Talmidim, Asif Azizkov, is one of the Talmidim used to learn here in the mirror, who used to write questions to all the Gedalim, and hundreds, and he printed them afterwards. And he wrote to Rav Neuver, and he said, you wrote in the Shmei Shabbos Chassid, there's no problem with Ma'abed when you soak this inside of the solution. But is there a problem of cleaning your contact lens? How about Malavin? He says, no, there's no problem of Malavin also within your contact lens. So there are certainly places that are mako. Kimdumani, I remember this is one of the questions that I asked as soon as I came to Eretz Yisrael. I had a laundry list of questions to ask when I come to Eretz Yisrael. How many days yonder should I keep? One of the questions was, what should I do with my contact lens on Shabbos? And if I remember correctly, I asked Rav Gans, and who was the Talmud of Shlomo Zalman, and Rav Gans told me there's no problem, we let it clean on Shabbos. So certainly there are places that say that it's supposed to clean. Somebody told me years later that they asked them, and he said not. I don't know exactly. That's what Kimdumani Psak that I got. Either way, you have, even if you want to be machmer, and me I say you might as well be machmer, because to stick in your contact lens into saline solution for one night a week, nothing is going to happen, and it works just fine. And I did it for many, many a year. And therefore, to get out of any issues, the whole pachas, I wouldn't say that you have to clean it. Certainly if you cleaned it the night before, and that's certainly enough, I would think, according to most places, and just soak it into the saline solution, and that's not a problem.
What if the liquid is not fresh?
What if the liquid is not fresh, then the chur is even better off. What the disinfecting liquid?
No, it's not fresh. You don't know if it's so
if it's the.
That's true.
It's either in there, that comes from your finger, or it's from your
mouth. No, I'm saying the liquid is not fresh. You didn't place it that night. So then you need to ask for it. the whole story was that
if it still has the yichelus to pour lights, you're right that the dirt settles in the bottom. If the kaya if it's still the kaya fits in, then the kaya is still the same issue. I would think
that's only the thing that hard to first off. There's two different types. There's like the stuff that like bubbles, like the same thing.
No, the regular like renewed solution that you don't have to do anything, you just stick it inside and you're supposed to clean. All in one disinfecting. Anything which is disinfecting is called. That's not what you
use.
No, they have the bubble tank that you stick it to the side. You close the two sides and it bubbles the whole night. You put it like Alka Seltzer or something, you close it. It goes the whole night. No, then there's without the bubbling. This is the regular, you just. The blue bottles. Vashalom, renew is the standard again. Yeah. And then they have saline solution, which is what they call here Tmisa l'Shabbat. They charge you an extra 20 shekel. But it's saline solution, and it costs about $1.39 in America. It's like salt water, yeah. It's like salt water. It is. Yeah, a very small amount of salt. But yeah. That I can tell you. I hear the question, I don't know the material. Sifyud. Huh? Sorry, just Sifyud. Shriya Derech Lichluch. The Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah Paskin, the Mechaber says there are those that say that even Derech Lichluch, it's a problem to wash your hands. Therefore, you should shake out your hands from all the wetness before you dry them. However, the Mishnah, the Rambam says that the minik is to be mekel and pukhazim ayam adabarak and dumani. That is the minik to be mekel, and you're allowed to dry your hands regularly. You don't have to shake off every last drop of water as much as you could. Even though there are some of the Gedolim that were machmer for such things, but the minig is to be mako, like the Rambam says. Now, the Biarlach has mashma that when you're doing it derech lichluch, then even though there are those that are machmer, that if it's a dirty bege, that you even derech lichluch is a problem. However, the Mishnah Berurah seems to be noita lekula that anytime that you're doing it derech lichluch, even if it's a dirty bege, it's not a problem. That the mahus of what you're doing is not a ma'isa of shriya, it's of kibbutz, it's a ma'isa of lichluch, and therefore it's a problem. Therefore it's not a problem. However, he still says that if you have tzoya on a beged, you're not allowed to dry your hands in the makam of the tzoya, because there your kavanah is to clean the tzoya. You're only allowed to dry your hands on the makam of the meraglayim. Now, makam of the meraglayim, we saw a lot of different svaras that are brought down in the Beis Yosef that the Ilam had a lot of trouble with. It wasn't exactly clear why it's mutter to clean the meraglayim. You're only being matar, not really cleaning it. Or you're washing your hands over it. If you dry your hands on it, it's a problem. But to wash your hands over it, it turns into mei sheichim, and therefore it doesn't clean, which is hard to understand. Also, the Mordechai says as far that you let it pour water on it, and not only the meraglayim comes out, the water comes out together with it. It's not exactly clear what all these svaras are, why it should be mutter, why it shouldn't be a problem of libun. However, according to what we were saying beforehand, to understand the din of Shriyas Zuri Kibusai, that it's not considered a kibbutz gomor, that's a little bit more muvan. That just soaking something is not considered a libun gomor. It's only if you're mechavin for libun. So where your whole kavana is just to prevent, to allow you to daven, I'm not trying to clean the bagot, I'm trying to be mevatel the merag lion, that shouldn't be a problem davening, then we don't look at it as a ma'aseh of kibbutz b'chol. That's not what I'm trying. I'm not trying to clean the bagot. I'm trying to take care of this. There should be no merag lion here. To keep it dirty, just without merag lion, I'm also fine. The issue is a halachic issue here. It's not a hygiene issue. And therefore, that's the tzad to be mekel. And that's the way that it's paskin, that you could dry your hands in the makam of the meraglayim, but only if it's a tiny little bit. If it's more than a little bit, then it's not going to help you to dry your hands, because you have to move out with the revius. And then you're going to be in trouble. The Mishnah Berurah brings down, since there's this issue that you're begotten to get dirty, therefore a person should be careful when he takes a child onto his flat on Shabbos, first put down something that he shouldn't get dirty. Now, Lachar is talking about those days they didn't have diapers. There's money that they have diapers, and Lachar, there's no problem. Because you're not going to get dirty from Meraglayim. Mashmoy says from Meraglayim. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says in the Sefer Chassidim. Pen Yashin. However, if you look at the Siman Reish Samach Beis, where the Mishnah Berurah is talking about having clean clothes on Shabbos, he doesn't say Pen Yashin. He quotes the exact same Sefer Chassidim, and he says, Kotzim a Sefer Chassidim, Ayika Chodom Yele B'Shabbos Ash Yosim Tchila Kar B'Cheke, Kidei Shlo Yitanech B'Godom. Shouldn't get him dirty. You could say that Tinef means that he's going to use the bathroom. That's maybe what it means. However, he's not Mechalik, and Lachur the Metzias is that when you take a kid onto your lap, very often he gets you dirty. Therefore, it is a good idea to put something down on. However, the interesting thing is, if you look at the Sefer Chassidim inside, the makar of the Sefer, the lashon of the Sefer Chassidim is, he says something interesting. Eich yatzeh b'shabbos, shema ein li begadim achir. What are you going to do on Shabbos? Maybe you don't have any other clothing. Mutav hayel mishe begadim mitunav kishlo yelach lebeis hakneses If you're dirty from what the kid made on you, then you shouldn't daven at all. But because the person values, he's not going to be sure, he's not going to daven, what do you think I'm a guy? So he's not going to do it. L'chein yikach karat chila l'chein yikach nasim yikach olam. So l'chero, the mashmois is, rather than it's talking about that he's going to use the bathroom. And not only that, the mashmois is that it's because you don't have a change of clothing. But if you have a change of clothing, then l'chero, you don't really have such a chash. That's why maybe people aren't makbid. It happens to be a good idea, you should be makbid. Only that, mechatsi shakas matayin, to what the Magen Avraham says, that the same halacha applies during the week. It says that you shouldn't take it, the Magen Avraham brings down, It's going to take your time to use what you've begun. So right before you go to shul, especially if it's 20 minutes before shkia, you should be careful not to dirty your begadim, because that also applies that you shouldn't read the newspaper in the morning and wait the shachas, because it might come on the Sabbath. Now, with regard to cleaning, where it's very common, this din of shriyat zir kibusa, which the Mishnah Berurah brings down at the end of the day, is was more common in those days, that it took off a dirty diaper. When I grew up, when I was a little baby, they didn't use disposable diapers. They used cloth diapers. And when you had a cloth diaper which was dirty, so what did you do with it? You stuck it into a bucket of water that it should soak and be easier to clean afterwards. If you do that on Shabbos, the mashmois is according to Mishnah Berurah, they are chayav chatos. That's the mashmois. That's the issue d'araisa of shirat zu kibusai. It's sinuf, your kavanah is to melaven it, it's kavanah is to clean it. And everybody holds by a davar, which is matunuf, that it's a problem. This is common also, even though bizmanim do not have cloth diapers. However, very often, if the child leaks through his diaper, or even an older child has an accident, and his clothing gets dirty, then what do you do with the dirty clothing? To stick them into a bucket of water is a problem. It's a daraisa pashas. Therefore, what you could do is one of two things. You could either stick them into a bag, inside a bag, or you could even stick them into the washing machine. The tzarech gufa, you want to stick it, you need the access to the washing machine. Then, as long as you're not doing it that it should be ready for Matzah Shabbos or Ma'aseh Chana, you're just doing it to get it out of the way, you shouldn't smell it, then you're allowed to open the washing machine, stick it inside, and close the washing machine. That would be a way to get it out. That's Sif Yud. Sif Yud Aleph. Mi sh'nislach lo yodi b'chit, mekanchei b'zonav asus, b'zonav apar, b'mapa kosher, su yulachet b'koytim, avaloi b'mapa sh'mekanchei b'yadayim, sh'yafik d'ar sh'roi, b'chol b'yob l'kabit l'mapa. How are you allowed to clean your hands on Shabbos? You're allowed to dry your hands. If your hands get dirty, you're allowed to dry it on a tail of a cow or a horse. Says the Bir Halacha, what are we talking about? Is it attached to the horse or is it detached from the horse? Says the Shabbos, someone wants to say that it is attached to the horse. However, that's detached. It says, Bezikr, it is attached for sure. No one's Mechalik and no one has said that. For sure, somewhere that it's attached. Oh, it's attached. So why isn't there a problem with Muktzah? That the Bir Halacha does not discuss. The Mashmois is, since you're not moving the actual animal, to just move the hair of the animal without moving the animal itself would not be a problem, which would mean that it's mutter to pet an animal on Shabbos if you're not moving the actual animal, to just move fluff's hair back and forth and scratch him between his ears, then l'chara, it shouldn't be a problem. According to this Bir Halacha, this is l'chara, big makar, to say that it's not a problem. Now, not everybody learns like this in the Mechaber. If you look at the Kav HaChaim says, we're not talking about a horse tail at all. We're talking about that you made a beged, you made a kiss, you made some sort of pocketbook out of some sort of clothing or some sort of something out of the horse tail hair, and that's what you're drying your hands on Shabbos. That's not the... But is zikr, if it's attached, there are those that hold that it's not. Now, l'chara, if you understand like Mishnah Berurah, l'chara is a pretty big makar to say that it shouldn't be a problem to pet an animal. Yesterday, somebody told me that he asked Reb Nosson Kofshin Shlito that he wanted to know, what does he do if he wants to take his kid home? His kid got soaking wet. I don't know what happened. His diaper leaked, and his kid is soaking wet. If he's going to pick up the kid, then it's going to squeeze out the clothing of the kid onto his own clothing. So there's problems of schita, there's problems of what do you let it do? Secret, you're going to get wet, what do you let it do? So when Nosson says the first thing that you have to realize is that you're not allowed to pick him up against your side because you get your own beged wet, and you're not allowed to get your own beged dirty in an oikon that we're scared that you're going to come to clean it. Where do you get this halacha from? That halacha is the chura sifyud aleph. That's this halacha over here. It says, avaloi b'mapa shemekanchem bo yadayim. You're not allowed to clean your hands on a map, on a cloth. That shemekanchem bo yadayim shlo yaseh kederach shu'oyseh b'chol v'yovel lechavet l'mapa. It's really coming from a Tesefta. Tesefta says, shlo yaseh kederach shu'oyseh b'chol. It's much more tashayel of uvdin d'chol. The Aruch HaShabbos says, what's the uvdin d'chol there? That's why the chura of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch after said, and we're scared that you're going to come to Mechavet. to get something dirty in an oifin where the derech is during the choil that you're going to be mechabes that thing is problematic. Ramila says Arafa Shabbos that if somebody throws up, burn, and you want to clean up somebody's throat, you should not take a beged and clean it up because the derech is afterwards you go ahead and you wash it, and we're scared you're going to go ahead and wash it on Shabbos. Now he points out there, which is a nice point, it says it has to be that the derech is that you usually wash it right away. If the derech is that you don't wash it right away, then there's not takshash, because during the choil you don't wash it right away. It has to be the type of thing that you would wash right away, because you're, therefore it would be problematic. Now if you look at the Arha Shulchan, and therefore he says, what's the best way to clean it? The best way to clean it is to use paper towels and napkins, where there's no takshash over there, whatsoever. You're going to throw it in the garbage can. The Arha Shulchan says, lo yira'isi kindumani, lo yira'isi people that are makbir on this. Most people, they don't take one thing and throw it into the washing machine. Usually wait until you have a bunch of things. You don't do every time something gets dirty, we wash it right away. Sometimes it happens maybe with that a person is not there. But maybe it seems that he says that it's not give the money, it's not such a welcome to be he doesn't see the tailing as machmer. L'chur, you could be mitzvah specifically with regard to his suit, that you're not going to clean the suit because you send your suit to the cleaners. And therefore, on Shabbos, no one goes ahead and washes out their suit. It's not no one. Depends what your suit's made out of. But theoretically, if it gets soaking wet, you're not going to pour water on it and wash it out because it's the derech to, what? Sparkling things. It could be sparkling things. You could sparkling it from the mirror line. Maybe, possibly. In the Hanami, but this you're saying that something which is dirty is, you shouldn't get it dirty with chatzila. So if you're based with this, we will end. I'm sorry that went over time. Sometimes you have to do that. Thank you for your patience and caring. The last halacha, which is a halacha which is very difficult to understand. You're not aser lenagiv koyis shohi b'mayim or yayin b'mapem mishum da'asid diskin. You're not allowed to dry out a cup that has wine or water inside with a beged because you're going to come to schita. Now, what does it mean the asid diskin? That means one of two things, like the Mishnah Berurah points out. Asid diskin means you might come to schita because you might come to squeeze out the beged. On that he says, if we're using a tablecloth, the Radvaz says, if we're using a dish towel with the derech to use it to dry, we're not scared we're going to come to the tzitzit. Then there's a different chash. There's another chash, and that's how the Mishnah Berurah goes, it seems. There's another chash. Because it's so tight, where you're cleaning out the inside of the kli, so therefore we're scared that you're going to squeeze out the beged, it's going to be a sick ratio that you're going to squeeze out the beged when you're drying the thing. Now, the chur of the Metzias Bezmanenu doesn't really exactly stem with that. Most dish towels are not that wet, and most people wouldn't use such a dish towel if it was that wet. And it's not exactly clear why you're drying a kli with a wet dish towel, which is going to leave the kli wet when you're finished. So it's not exactly clear, b'chlal, what you're doing. And b'chlal is a shalom. What's the schit over here? You're being mefarik. It's l'chur mefarik l'achar yad. It's going with ibun, one darabanan. It's l'achar yad, it's another darabanan. And it's sigrej l'nichalim. You're not trying to do that at all. Sigrej l'nichalim, two darabanan. The only question is maybe al malabin. Maybe al malabin, even though it's kalachar yad, and you're not really being mechavim for that. Tavshim is kavim by kalachar yad, but it's only one darabanan, therefore it would be awesome. Chor, that would be the time. Then I found Esher Ova Nafshi in the Arach HaShokhan. And with this we will end, and we'll give you a quote. Kol ha'olam einiz kol ha'olam, einiz harm b'zem. Meshkas v'aradvat. Ve'emes de'ena iser muvan klal. The also benigav koyt yavli deschito, umi garze benigav yadayim. The benigav yadayim with derech lichluch, gam bekano derech lichluch. Va'afilu neimer de kavanotzei because tzar. It's very narrow. Shebehechrech lischait. So it's exerit. It's not a asli deschito. It's going to be a situation. Gam kin any move on. The also yesh ba the fanes lachluchis kedei deschito. How much is in the side of his cup that his mom is squeezing it out? Ubefrat b'yain shaharbi deschloi shayek meischito. As meishkas v'sim shini tes. Certainly, if we're talking about a dish towel which is made for that, the volume of the ikur din de tarchi. With that, we'll end. But we do not end Simon Shin Beis, and the Ilam should finish the Gemara on the Ayin Hey Amid Beis, where we left off on Ayin Hey Amid Beis, to the Mishnah, which is the halacha which is brought down Simon Shin Beis, Siv Beis. It's also going to get to Makkah Patash. We're going to see one or two other halachas Makkah Patash that we've seen in the past. Simon Shin Beis, Kedema. Sif Gimel Bet we did already, we've seen in the past, so Sif Dalet and Sif Yud Gimel. Next Kabura is Monday Bezer Shemiz Bach. There's no one here that is not there. Rabbi Engel.